One company misses its AI revenue forecast, and in a single day, the global semiconductor market loses $1.3 trillion in value. If that doesn't tell you the AI investment boom is walking a tightrope, what will? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on technology and strategy. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking the collision of hype and reality in the AI sector. The money flowing in is astronomical, but the market is on a knife's edge. At the same time, AI is moving out of the lab and onto the factory floor with practical step-by-step roadmaps. And finally, Washington and Brussels are laying down the law, creating the first real transatlantic rulebook for AI. This isn't theoretical anymore. It's about compliance, competition, and cold, hard cash. Troy, let's start with that market whiplash. So on one hand, we see NVIDIA reporting a staggering $81.6 billion in first quarter revenue, an 85% year-over-year jump. On the other, Broadcom slightly misses its AI guidance on June 5th, and the entire sector just evaporates $1.3 trillion. What is going on?
What you're seeing is the market trying to price a technological revolution in real time, and is creating extreme volatility. The demand is real. Morgan Stanley forecasts the AI boom will drive nearly $570 billion in corporate debt this year to fund infrastructure. But the expectations are so high that any deviation from a perfect growth narrative is punished severely.
So this isn't about a lack of demand, but about investor panic.
Precisely. The investment is also incredibly concentrated. In the first quarter of 2026, AI startups raised $242 billion, but 65% of that went to just four companies, OpenAI, Anthropic, xAI, and Waymo. When the entire market pins its hopes on a few giants and their key suppliers like NVIDIA and Broadcom, the system becomes fragile.
Let's make this concrete. How does this volatility affect a US or European manufacturer who just needs a stable supply of chips for their new smart factory line?
They face significant supply chain risk. This isn't just about stock prices. It affects capital expenditure plans for the chipmakers. A massive sell-off can make a company rethink a fab expansion, which directly impacts lead times and component pricing for manufacturers. The cost of the GPUs and custom silicon you need for your on-site AI is now tied to this market sentiment.
And what about trading companies and distributors in the electronic space? How do they navigate this?
They're on the front lines of this pricing instability. Sourcing components becomes a high-stakes game. They need to be in constant communication with their suppliers and customers about potential price swings and availability. Locking in prices or exploring more diverse sourcing, looking at alternatives beyond the top few names, becomes a critical risk mitigation strategy.
So what's the actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
First, pressure test your AI ROI models. Ensure they're based on operational reality, not market hype. Second, instruct your procurement teams to build resilience. That means exploring a multi-vendor strategy for critical AI hardware where possible, and building buffer inventory if you can. Don't be caught flat-footed by a supply shock triggered by a market panic.
Let's move from the financial markets to the factory floor. We're hearing the conversation around AI and manufacturing is getting much more practical. Troy, what's changing?
The focus has shifted from experimental pilots to scalable implementation. The recent Advanced Semiconductor Manufacturing Conference, or ASMC, laid out a clear, practical roadmap. It's no longer just a concept, it's an engineering plan.
A roadmap sounds useful. What are the key signposts on it?
It's built on three core pillars. First, the physical fab, upgrading equipment with AI-enabled sensors and automation. Second, the digital twin, creating a high-fidelity virtual model of your entire production line for simulation and optimization. And third, the Enterprise AI Platform, a central system to develop, deploy, and manage AI models consistently across the organization.
So for a US or European manufacturer, this is essentially a blueprint for building a smart factory.
Exactly. And the ecosystem to support it is being built out. Look at Google DeepMind. On June 11th, they launched a robotics accelerator specifically for early-stage European startups. They're providing their Gemini robotics models to accelerate development in manufacturing, logistics, and healthcare. They're not just building models, they're building the talent and companies that will use them.
This sounds like it's all about the hardware and software. What about the role of trading companies and distributors in this new factory model?
They are a critical part of the data infrastructure. A manufacturer's digital twin is useless without real-world data on logistics, component delivery times, and inventory levels. This creates a massive opportunity for distributors to become data partners, providing real-time feeds that make the entire supply chain more intelligent and predictive. Your data is no longer just a record of transactions. It's a strategic asset.
Okay, so the actionable advice here for an executive in manufacturing?
Conduct an immediate audit of your data infrastructure. Can you collect the quality and quantity of data needed to feed a digital twin? If not, that's your starting point. And for our European listeners with a robotics idea, the application for the Google DeepMind Accelerator is your top priority. This is a direct line to cutting-edge tools and mentorship.
All this technology and investment is finally getting the full attention of regulators. Troy, it looks like a real transatlantic AI rulebook is starting to take shape. What's the latest from Washington and Brussels?
Both are moving fast, but with different approaches. In the U.S., the White House has issued an executive order for immediate national security and safety reviews. At the same time, Congress is debating the Great American AI Act, a comprehensive draft bill introduced on June 4th that addresses everything from frontier model safety to workforce protection.
And in Europe, we've been tracking the EU AI Act for a while.
The EU AI Act is already law, but they've just made a critical adjustment. They're extending the compliance deadline for high-risk AI systems to December 2, 2027. This is a pragmatic move to give small and medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs, more time to adapt to the very stringent requirements.
High-risk systems. For a U.S. or a European manufacturer, what does that mean?
It means any AI used in critical applications. Think robotic systems on an assembly line, predictive maintenance for essential machinery, quality control systems that ensure product safety, or even AI-driven HR tools for hiring. Under the EU's rules, these systems will require rigorous data governance, human oversight, and technical documentation. The proposed US Act is heading in a very similar direction.
So, if you're a distributor selling, say, an AI-powered quality control camera system, what do you need to know?
You are now a crucial link in the compliance chain. You'll need to ensure the systems you source and sell meet these new regulatory standards. You will be expected to provide documentation on the AI's capabilities, limitations, and safety certifications. The liability for non-compliant technology won't just sit with the original developer, it will extend through the distribution channel.
This sounds like a major new compliance burden. What should executives be doing about this right now?
They need to establish a cross-functional team involving legal, IT, and operations to audit every AI system they use or plan to deploy. Classify each system based on the EU's risk framework. It's the most mature model we have. Begin preparing the documentation for your high-risk systems now. The EU's deadline extension is a gift. Use that time to get your house in order, because these rules will define your license to operate in the AI era.
All right, let's summarize the key strategic takeaways from this week. Troy, what are the three things our listeners absolutely need to remember?
First, the AI financial market is overheated. While the long-term demand is real, the short-term is defined by volatility. Base your AI investments on sober internal ROI calculations, not external market hype. And start building resilience into your semiconductor supply chain now.
Second,
AI on the factory floor has a playbook. The pillars of modernizing your physical equipment, building a digital twin, and deploying an enterprise AI platform are the path forward. Your immediate bottleneck is data, so focus on building a robust data infrastructure. It is the foundation for everything else.
And the final takeaway?
Regulation is here. The era of permissionless AI innovation is over. Both the US and EU are implementing rules that will require transparency, safety audits, and risk documentation, especially for manufacturers. Start classifying your AI systems and preparing for compliance today to maintain market access and avoid future penalties.
A volatile market, a practical factory roadmap, and a new rulebook. It's a complex picture, but a clear one. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing.
Thank you for joining us.
Be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. We'll be back next week with more analysis to keep you ahead of the curve.